In the name of Jesus, our Savior, dear brethren, faith clings to the promise. That's the simple lesson for today. Simple. It's the toughest lesson you can ever learn. Because it's really hard to do that when life tumbles in and life gets tough. It's hard to do that sometimes when we're convicted of our sin and see only the wrath of God upon us. It's hard to see the cross. It's hard to pray sometimes when you face an operation. It's hard to hear the promises of God, much less trust them. When, for example, the Lord enters your family circle and takes one of your loved ones from your side. And so it's good that today we can remind ourselves that faith really does trust the promises of God. In spite of your feeling, in spite of circumstances, in spite of what reason may say, faith simply holds to the promise. And the one who's going to be our teacher today, of course, is the father of the faithful Abraham. He was living in Haran, and God gave him the first test for his faith when he said, "Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee." Now that wasn't easy for him, to leave his family, to leave his friends, to leave his occupation there, and simply to go out on a journey not knowing where he was going. But that didn't make any difference to Abraham, see, because he knew the guide. And he trusted his promise that he would bring him to a land that he could call his own. And the Lord did fulfill that promise. And when Abraham came to Shechem, the Lord said to him, "Unto thy seed will I give this land." So it paid to trust the promise, didn't it? And then came the second test of his faith. God had promised to give him this land, and nothing happened. The text says that Abraham, together with Isaac and Jacob, lived as strangers and sojourners in the land. The Lord hadn't given it to them yet, but Abraham trusted his promise. And he lived there as a stranger and pilgrim. The only land he really owned in Canaan was the cave of Machpelah, which he bought as a burial site. That which sustained his faith was, as the writer to the Hebrews says, that he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. He was content to be a stranger and sojourner in Canaan because he knew that there was for him a city which had foundations, which God would prepare for him eternal in the heavens, and which he would give him when he died. And he clung to that promise. But then came his third trial. The Lord had promised him that his seed would be as the stars of the firmament and as the sands of the seashore. Moreover, he had promised, "In thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed." He promised him that the Messiah would come from him, his seed, who would crush the serpent's head and win for all men forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. But nothing happened. He and Sarah continued to grow older. But when he was 100 years old and Sarah was 90, the Lord told him that he was going to have a son, Isaac. And so it certainly paid Abraham to continue his trust throughout his long life because God kept his promise. And then he seemed to take away everything that the promise implied. When one day he told him, "Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah and offer him there for a burnt offering." That demand may well have appeared to Abraham as nonsense, as though God were taking away from him everything that he had given him. But Abraham obeyed because God told him to do this. And he was willing to sacrifice his son. Why? Because the writer to the Hebrews says, accounting that God was able to raise him up. What a man of faith. He says, even if I do slay him, God will be able to raise him up and fulfill his promises. And so he acted in faith, trusting the promises of God. You see, and that's what you and I have to do, and I said before, that's the toughest thing in the world to do. And we need the aid of God's Holy Spirit that day by day that we may live by faith and not by sight. Simply trusting the promises that God has given. For you see, for everything that can cause us unease in life, God has given us a promise. Are we troubled because of our sin? He gives us the assurance that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Are we troubled about some problem that we're facing today? He says, call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Are we worried about the future? He says, lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. And it is for us to bind these promises of God to our hearts with hoops of steel. Who trusts in God's unchanging word builds on a rock that naught can move. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.